USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A delegation from Ukraine will meet with one from Russia. It's the first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of their neighbor. According to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, the two sides will meet without preconditions. Word of talks come after Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. In Washington, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday. Capitol Police say the decision is being made out of an abundance of caution. Officials in the nation's capital are preparing for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to ones that took place recently in Canada. National Guard troops will be deployed to assist with traffic during possible demonstrations. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better.
It's really fantastic. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan to continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A recent poll rates President Biden's first year in office negatively.
A new NPR-PBS Marist College poll measuring President Joe Biden's first year in office revealed that more than half of Americans, or 56%, called the president's first year in office a failure, with 39% calling it successful. Democrats, by 80%, called the first year a success, but 15% labeled it as a failure. In addition, two-thirds of independents panned Biden's first year, and 91% of Republicans agreed. The poll also revealing 54% of respondents don't believe President Biden fulfilled his campaign promises, and another 52% say the president has done more to divide the nation than unite it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 people were shot during a party in a Las Vegas hookah bar. One man is dead, two others are critically wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jurors in the trial of former Louisville police detective Brian Hankinson were taken to the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot and killed nearly 2 years ago.
Hankinson is on trial for three counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment. Three of those shots entered a neighbor's apartment where a woman was sleeping with her 5-year-old child. Police say no bullets from his gun actually hit Breonna Taylor.
USA's Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest. Hankinson was one of three police officers serving a no-knock warrant on Taylor's apartment. A South Carolina man was sentenced to more than a decade in prison, but the jury only took 8 minutes to convict. 30-year-old Kendrick Blackwell faced several drug charges when he was arrested at his home last month. On Thursday, he was convicted of trafficking methamphetamines. This is not the first drug conviction on his record. According to the state newspaper, he pleaded guilty to two drug charges in 2018. Pamela Moses in Tennessee was convicted in November of illegally registering to vote and was sentenced this month to 6 years and 1 day in prison. A 2015 plea deal to two felonies barred her from voting. Moses got her 7-year probation ended and began to get her voting rights restored. Corrections officials gave her a certificate saying her probation ended, but then rescinded it. The new trial is due to the Corrections Department failing to turn over a necessary document. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.